This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There are fewer immigrants choosing to make Michigan their new home. Figures released by the Department of Homeland Security track the number of people who got their green cards, which give them permanent resident status, and track where they're living. Michigan saw a 4.6% decrease in immigrants in 2012. It's down to the second lowest level in the last 12 years. Although there is one immigrant group really choosing to make Michigan their home, Iraqis. They're flowing into Michigan. Joining us to talk about all of this and what it means for the state is Kurt Metzger of Data Driven Detroit. Welcome back to the program, Kurt.
Thanks so much, Cynthia. Good to be here.
Are you surprised overall that fewer people are immigrating to Michigan?
I was surprised. I mean, we've really started to intensify our efforts at welcoming immigrants. I know that the governor has been very active, and obviously he's even heading to China with the travel folks, trying to get more people to come. And I know that with the Welcoming Michigan program and a lot of the efforts that have been undertaken, it's somewhat surprising that they're not taking hold quite yet. So, I mean, it's always interesting to see the numbers and then start to determine how best to reorient the program or understand what's going on.
And this really matters to especially Michigan cities, isn't it, as far as is having immigrants in Michigan. Talk to us about those benefits.
Well, it's very important. I think in many ways it's important for immigrants, for no other reason than we've talked previously on the show about decreasing birth rates, decreasing numbers of people choosing Michigan, although we've started to see some turnaround in that. But Michigan needs people. Michigan needs younger people. Michigan needs people who are in their childbearing years. And so we need to try to generate those numbers. And the cities, obviously, we find that immigrants are very entrepreneurial. So in many cities have seen a lot of job creation, company creation. A lot of that is technology. But you also have immigrants who start the grocery stores, the restaurants, the small retail and service businesses. And so they generate economic impact in communities, and they also redevelop communities by moving into some of the neighborhoods that have seen disinvestment, and immigrants have been found to find those areas very optimal for them because it's low amount of money to get in, and they really put the money into redeveloping and improving those neighborhoods.
So let's talk about this trend of Iraqi immigrants flowing into Michigan. What's behind that, and to what extent are they coming in?
Well, actually, the Iraqis, it's funny. When you look at the numbers, Iraq is producing quite a few, both the standard immigration, but you're also seeing large numbers of refugees coming in as well. We can't track the refugees exactly to geography, but we can track the immigrants, and we're finding that Iraq is one of the top countries, and Michigan is just second to California in terms of its attraction of Iraqi immigrants. They've found the area to be very beneficial. They've established themselves in this area. And it's both Muslim and Christian Iraqis, but primarily what we call the Chaldean community that has established itself in metropolitan Detroit. In fact, when you look at the numbers, 92% of all Iraqi immigrants come to metropolitan Detroit. And we've done some studies with the Chaldean Chamber of Commerce and the Chaldean Federation, and we've come up with estimates of about 100,000 to 120,000. And interestingly enough, about 60% of those own businesses, which is an incredible a number. It's a tremendous economic impact for the area. And they've obviously found this state and this region to be very attractive and have continued to increase their numbers.
And as far as assimilation into the community, are they doing that? Are they assimilating and becoming a part of Michigan's communities?
I believe so. I mean, it's always interesting how we interpret assimilation. I mean, the Iraqi community tends to be fairly concentrated in certain areas. So in metropolitan Detroit, large numbers in West Bloomfield and Shelby Township over in Macomb County, Sterling Heights, they tend to concentrate around their churches. And what they've done is obviously not only have they been very strong in the areas of corner stores, as we talk about the specialty stores, a lot of the grocery stores. But more recent, the children, the second and third generation, a lot of these families are really pushing. They're becoming the professionals, the doctors, lawyers, a lot of information technology. They're getting into the whole cell phone business. So there's very very broadly involved in a number of economic pursuits, and the community itself has developed so many services, really created a whole set of services for new immigrants, and that has been obviously very effective at attracting people.
Do we think, or is there any way of predicting where the trend might go in the years to come in terms of immigrants coming from Iraq? What I'm thinking of is as we see the wind down of the war and the military action in Iraq, do you think that will impact how many people choose to emigrate?
It's probably, yes. I mean, I think things might be settling somewhat, although recent reports of the bombings, it doesn't show that its stability is necessarily there. I think the Christian community, the Iraqi Christians, still are the small minority, and I don't think that they are necessarily as see themselves as welcome in the country and are still looking to move out. I would think that those numbers will continue to increase. I think that just because the community is so well established in the United States and has become very successful, I think that there's probably more likelihood of at least the Christian Iraqis, those that are left, continuing to come. We're starting to see more now Syria. We're starting to see more Syrian refugees headed over, and we also hear that they're very close in many ways to the Iraqis, and so Southeast Michigan, the metropolitan area, is starting to be an attractive area for that group as well.
Kurt Metzger of Data Driven Detroit is always keeping an eye on our population trends and crunching those numbers for us. Kurt, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.